is another essay story, Practicuentes. In 1983, I believe. It's called From Drive-By Shootings to Toxic Clouds. My wife and I lived in Compton, California for 23 years, close to the Long Beach Boulevard, and we raised our 6 children there. When our son, Frank, got married last June, the house was so empty that we could hear our echoes in the house. Suddenly, it seemed very sad living in a relatively large house with no children to share it with us. Living in Compton, especially during the previous 10 years, was stressful because of its high crime rates. I used to call it the hub city of crime or the homicide capital of the U.S. I never wanted to publicly complain about it, about the crime, the terrible performance of the Compton school system, and the general lack of opportunity, especially for Hispanics in Compton, because I had deep love and appreciated the city since it was my wife's hometown before we married, and it became mine. In short, we had deep roots in Compton. However, over the years, there had been many drive-by shootings. And what was really irritating was that directly across the street from us was a rock house. That is, a house in which the family was dealing cocaine rocks. They were so outrageous and blatant about it that every day dozens of coke rock addicts drove into our neighborhood looking for a fix. It got so ridiculous, I called the place Rock in the Box. And I once wrote an article about it called Between a Hard Place and a Rock House, which I submitted to the Los Angeles Times editorial pages. They wanted to use it, but decided against it because to protect the innocent. About 2 weeks before Sarah and I moved, there was a shooting 2 doors down from us. It was a late Sunday evening, and we had just turned off the TV and ready to go to sleep when we heard several shots, and we knew that they had been aimed somewhere very near. I wanted to get up and look and see if anybody had gotten hit, but being a cautious fellow, I thought I'd wait and decided against it. Besides, I thought if someone got hit, we'd soon hear an ambulance. When several minutes passed, I felt relieved because it seemed like no one had gotten hurt. But after a few more minutes, I heard the ambulance, and soon the entire street was filled with police cars and fire trucks. 3 of our neighbors had received minor wounds in their legs. None of them had anything to do with what caused the shooting. They were innocent victims. The time to get out of Compton had certainly not come too soon, we thought. It wasn't long before we made a smooth transition to a beautiful condo in the City of Commerce. The good Lord had been good to us in every way. No one in our family had gotten wounded over our 23 years in Compton, and we were now safe and sound in the City of Commerce. The first week that we were in the City of Commerce, I got on board a city bus and asked, "How much is the fare?" "Nada," said the bus driver. "Nada," I thought. "I must be in heaven where bus rides are free." And it was the first time in many years I was imbued with a wonderful feeling of community. The City of Commerce apparently has such a good tax base, it can afford many excellent public services. What a smart move Sarah and I had made, I thought. And I boasted about it all over the place. But frankly, in the back of my mind, I wondered how long it would be before I discovered the disadvantages of living in the City of Commerce. The answer came sooner than I expected. On Saturday around 12:30 a.m., September 3rd, there was a massive toxic cloud caused by a spill of toxic materials at the Grow Company, which produces a chemical agent that is used to clean swimming pools. About 20,000 residents from the area, Norwalk, northeast of the Grow Company, which is located on Garfield and Washington Boulevard, had to be evacuated. But just as we had been lucky at Compton, we were not affected directly because our condo is about 2 miles southeast of Grow Company. However, had the wind been blowing southeast, we would have been roused from deep slumber to face the chaos caused by the feeling of impending doom. I am doing further research on the incident, hopeful that we'll have the opportunity to publish my findings and opinions. For now, all I can say is that while I still appreciate the free bus rides and many public libraries in the City of Commerce, we are paying a price knowing that we're living in an area where toxic clouds and toxic waste is hazardous to our health.